The Phoenix City Council early next year is expected to vote on a new set of standards for street design in the city. The Complete Streets policy aims to make roadways usable for all modes of transportation, not just cars, and for users of all ages and abilities, not just drivers. Phoenix-based urban designer Jeremy Stapleton has been working on this issue with the city for a few years.
It's long been known that Phoenix is really only engineered traffic to serve cars, and it's kind of a, you know, byproduct of the era of transportation planning back about 20 years ago. Since then, we've learned that we can't only serve cars because we have a lot more of the public that's wanting to choose other modes.
Stapleton's met me on Grand near 10th Avenue. He says it's a recently completed and good example of what he'd like to see across Phoenix.
Before this streetscape project got put in, all you really saw here was through lanes. People would come in from Surprise and in the northwest suburbs and use Grand Avenue, especially, you know, all Grand Avenue, but this section included, pretty much like a freeway, and you had super high speeds. So the city came in, they reduced the lane of traffic to one way in each direction with a center turn lane. But then they also painted a bright green bike lane, which you can't miss. And in addition, they narrowed the street by providing on-street parking. The intent is to help slow traffic so that not only is it safer, or at least the perception of safety is better from a pedestrian and cyclist, but also slower speeds result in quieter streets. And when you're trying to build attractive residential and retail environments, the sound is almost as important as the visual quality of the street. You know, we're sitting here today and we can still hear the traffic going by, and it's kind of hard to hear each other.
But Stapleton says complete streets aren't just good for the ears, they're also good for the bottom line. Ruben Gonzalez agrees. He owns 11th Monkey on Grand Avenue. He designs and sells t-shirts, as well as lighting fixtures and furniture, among other things. He moved in about 3 months ago, after spending 2 years along Roosevelt Row.
So we moved in like maybe 3 weeks before it got done, and you would see people speeding down this road at like 80 miles an hour. And the minute that these started getting put in, it literally was slowing traffic down. And when you slow traffic down, people tend to look what's around them, you know. And with that happening, this shop has never been busier.
Gonzalez says he's done more business in the last 2 months in his current spot than he did in his last 6 months on Roosevelt. And supporters say narrower roads aren't just good for retailers. Kirby Hoyt is a landscape architect and urban designer with a studio pretty much across the street from Gonzalez's space.
As the business grows and as I hire more people, I want to have them be able to look at this as being an attractive place to work. And so calming down the streets and creating what's been happening, I think, is a catalyst for more retail, more bars and restaurants, those kind of things that are destination opportunities.
Back outside, Jeremy Stapleton says projects like the ones on Grand and First Street downtown should be high on Phoenix's priority list.
Transportation defines cities, especially Phoenix. Right now, our brand is suburbs and traffic, and that brand is no longer in demand. We're watching millennials move to cities that provide them access to the lifestyle that they want. So we're experiencing brain drain. Every week I'm watching new, you know, friends leave town again and again. And these are talented people. I see streets as a solution multiplier. They affect the economy. They affect the environment. And they affect our social dynamic.
Stapleton compares Phoenix's streets to desert riverbeds, saying the roadways are engineered to have flash floods twice a day, preventing anything from taking hold. But he says it doesn't have to be this way. Stapleton wants different communities within the city to design streets that work for them.
We're getting the people that want to live a suburban lifestyle, but we're not getting the people that want to live an urban lifestyle. So if we really want to compete, if we really want to attract high-wage employers, then we got to start providing them access to that lifestyle.
Assuming the city council goes ahead and says, okay, we support this, what does that mean? What happens in the city?
The policy is going to require that every street project goes through the lens of complete streets. And the staff's gonna have to look for opportunities to provide better infrastructure for biking, walking, and transit, instead of just kind of ignoring those modes and just paving the way for more cars. So that alone is going to be a major shift.
Ann Stapleton says he's confident the council will adopt complete streets. If it does, he says Phoenix will join the more than 250 other communities across the country that have already done so.